Joining me today is Olivia Moore, and she is coming to us from Western Hills High School in Frankfort, Kentucky, where she's serving as our chapter's vice president. Been eager to speak with her, and I finally get to today. Olivia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You bet. It's a pleasure to finally get to talk with you. Now, how long have you been part of the FFA?
I have been a part of the FFA since my freshman year in high school.
Okay. And what brought you into the group? Why did you want to join?
My family has been involved in FFA for many generations. So my grandpa was actually an advisor for an FFA chapter, and he was an ag teacher.
Okay.
And then both of my parents met through FFA, and they went on to be advisors themselves after being state officers. And now my sister, she went through FFA herself. She is now at University of Kentucky studying to be an ag educator. And I just figured if my whole family has done this, I feel like I should at least give it a shot.
Wow. You have got, I will tell you, you've got one of the deeper family legacies in FFA of anybody I've interviewed. And I've interviewed probably over 500 FFA students.
Yes. And it's so cool to just hear about the agriculture industry as it has gone through each of their generations. It's a really cool thing to learn about and be a part of, for sure.
Very cool. Well, that is great. Now, so you're coming along and you're looking at all these people that have preceded you and you're like, okay, I'm joining this organization. But here you are, you're serving as a junior, you're your chapter's vice president. So it sounds to me like you're making your own mark on the FFA as well.
I'm doing my very best to just take advantage of every opportunity that is presented to me through this organization, because there are truly so many different things that you can do as a student and a member of FFA. So I really just love being able to take advantage of all the opportunities presented in front of me and try to make the most of them.
What made you decide to become an officer, to, you know, kind of go to that next level?
I began my freshman year. Obviously, my sister, she was a senior when I was a freshman. So my freshman year, she would drag me around to all of the events and try to get me involved in things. And I really started noticing that I felt like I had a place in FFA. And with that, I knew that I wanted to start taking on leadership roles in the organization so that I could help make that impact for other members as well and help to pull them in as my sister had done for me. So last year I served as the leadership committee chairman, and that gave me the opportunity to kind of plan different events and help get members engaged. And after last year, I knew that being an officer would help me to not only help members, but also help to guide the upcoming leaders for the chapter. And I think that's a really cool thing to watch and be a part of.
Yeah, very cool. Good for you. Now, you mentioned all the different opportunities and things that are available to you through the FFA. I mean, there's things like your career development events, of course, your supervised agricultural experience, there's speaking, there's parliamentary procedure. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Has there been any one particular opportunity that's kind of stood out to you as you've gone through these last 3 years?
Absolutely. Well, I have a couple, but my number one that has been my absolute favorite was the National FFA Chorus. I did that my first year at last year's National Convention. And the reason I actually got pulled into it was because my mom was in the National Choir herself. So she was telling me all about it. And she said, hey, this would be a great opportunity for you to at least just audition and see if you get in. So I went ahead and I auditioned for it, and sure enough, I got in, and I had no idea what to expect. I was actually so scared going into it last year because I was the only person from Kentucky that I knew of going in, and I was going to be in Indianapolis for a week with a bunch of strangers at the time, which seemed so crazy and scary to me, but after getting involved and having that opportunity, it broke me out of my shell so much, and that was one of the opportunities that has, I feel, impacted me the most, and I was fortunate enough to go back this past convention just about a month ago, and that has by far been the most memorable and incredible experience ever.
Very cool. So I'm sure that group of people started out as strangers, probably wound up as friends, right?
Yes, best friends.
Very cool. So can you remember a time when you weren't singing? Like, is there a moment in time you can point to and go, this is when I started singing, or has it just always been that way?
It has always been that way. When I was little, I would make up little songs. And when we were going on car rides to family vacations, I would be singing in the car. There are videos of me. It's something that I've always been surrounded by music. And I think that's part of why that's why I brought that passion today, too.
That is great. So when is the first time you did something organized when it came to singing, whether it be singing by yourself or in a choir, in another group? When did that first begin for you?
That really began my fifth grade year. I was accepted into the Kentucky Children's Chorus, which is an all-state chorus that which you audition for. Mm-hmm. And they take a select number of fifth and sixth graders for that particular choir. So that was the first real choir experience that I had, and first real experience I've had to really grow my music knowledge. And that's a very defining point for me, because from there I've just been able to really grow and expand upon my music knowledge, which has been really cool for me.
That is. So for you, auditioning is something that you've done before. It's not like when you auditioned for the FFA choir, this was not the first time auditioning for you.
No, it was definitely not. But I feel like every audition that I do is still a little bit nerve-wracking, because you never know what the outcome is going to be. Sure. But I feel like the more that I do it, the more confident I become in my abilities. And that's something that is really important, I think, just in growth processes.
Well, tell me about the audition for the FFA choir. So where did it take place? How many people were auditioning? What did you have to do? All that type of stuff.
Yes. So it's actually a pre-recorded audition. So that's kind of nice, because it takes a little bit of the stress off. Yeah. But you can get on to SFA.org, and there's a spot where you can go to see all the guidelines and things like that to fill out an application for it. So you fill out the first application part of it and kind of give me your music background and what all you've been doing with music up until this point. And then for the actual audition, you have to do a 2-octave scale. And then along with that, you sing America the Beautiful. And then if you want to, you can put an additional piece at the end just to kind of showcase this type of music that you like to sing and that sort of thing.
Wow. And so what did you do at the end? What extra did you give them?
So this past year, I did Welcome to the 60s from Hairspray.
Okay.
And the year before that, I did Choo Choo Chaboogie, which is kind of like an older jazzy style piece. But both are really fun and upbeat. And I felt like that was just something that would stand out to them and kind of be uplifting. And it's fun for me as well.
So how many members of the FFA choir are there?
There are about 80 members every year.
80. Wow. That is really cool. And how many people audition every year?
They don't actually give us an exact number on that, but I know there are hundreds, if not thousands, from across the nation who apply for it each year.
No kidding. And so once you become a member of the National FFA Choir, then how does that affect your life? You've got to be traveling if you're all going to sing together.
So we only perform at national conventions. So the first time we come together is the Saturday before convention starts. So we get up there about half a week earlier than everybody else.
Okay.
You don't have a clue who you're rooming with or who all is going to be in the choir. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I didn't know anyone who was going to be there going into it my first year. So showing up at the first rehearsal and meeting my roommates was a crazy experience to me, just because I was surrounded by no one who I knew, but it also pushed me that much harder to break out of my comfort zone and meet so many new people.
So if the first time you ever get together with the whole group is at national convention, then what are the expectations for you in terms of what you're doing to practice, to rehearse, and all those things during the rest of the year?
Right. So after you are accepted in, they send the music out about 3 weeks or a month in advance, and they also provide recording tracks with the different parts picked out on them. Mm-hmm. But you are expected to come in on the first day with your music, with all of the notes figured out. Like, you have to know the notes, you have to know the songs going into the first rehearsal, so that we can get down the choreography that we have to go along with it, as well as just kind of putting everything together, because it takes some work to get all 80 voices on the same page and just making it all perfect for convention week.
Now, are there any solos during this performance, or is everybody doing it as part of the group all the time?
There are solos. So not every song has a solo, but there are several out of the selection that we have. And I was actually fortunate enough, I decided both years that I was going to audition for a solo and take advantage of that opportunity since it was there. And I figured, hey, if I get to do this, why don't I go ahead and make the most of every opportunity that's here? So I auditioned for a solo both years, and I was fortunate enough to get a solo both years as well, which was a really incredible opportunity. It is a surreal experience, to say the least. I would say it really hits you once you get in there for your sound check day, which is before everyone is there and all the craziness is going on. But mm-hmm. you get to see the magnitude of the space that you are going to be singing in. And although we're just 80 people up on stage, we have the responsibility of filling this entire arena, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. But then thinking about a solo as well, it made me nervous, but I wouldn't say that it was a scared nervous. It was an excited nervous sure. because I was supported by all these incredible friends that I've been making throughout the week with my choir right behind me. And then I've got people from my chapter, my state, all across the audience as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a really neat experience. And it's something that I've absolutely loved to do. I love performing, and it's been a great opportunity for me.
That is great. So will you be auditioning for to be on the choir for your senior year as well?
I wish I could. Unfortunately, you can only do it for 2 years.
Very cool. Well, that is a fun part of this interview. This is the first time I've really learned about how the choir works. I've known it exists, but I haven't known mm-hmm. the details and the specifics. It's really interesting how it all comes together.
For sure. It's a really cool thing to be a part of, and kind of seeing everything from behind the scenes is something that I really loved having the opportunity of doing. And it's something that a lot of people really don't know about. So I love yeah. sharing that experience with people as well.
That is great. Okay. And then what's next for you? What mm-hmm. does life look like for you after high school?
I know that I want to go to college, and I will likely stay in state to do that. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm trying to figure out exactly what I want to major in, but currently, I'm thinking about either agribusiness, ag communications, or else ag education.
Okay.
Ultimately, I'm not exactly sure what I want to do as far as the profession goes, but I know that I want to be some kind of educator in the ag industry for people, whether that be students or mm-hmm. just society on a whole, because I feel like there's a lot that goes unsaid sure. in the ag industry, and I want to help expand and grow people's knowledge because mm-hmm. it is such an important part of our world.
Well, Olivia, this has been a very exciting interview. You've already done so many incredible things. You've got an unbelievably bright future ahead of you.
Well, thank you so much. It's such an honor to do things like this and be able to share what all I've been doing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on today. Glad we got to speak and really enjoyed the discussion.